Golden Valley Electric Association is favoring oil over natural gas to fuel large generators in North Pole. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the move reduces the utility's role as an anchor tenant for the state-backed Interior Energy Project.
Golden Valley Electric Association plans to buy a little over half a billion cubic feet of natural gas a year when the Interior Energy Project comes online in late 2017. That's well short of a projected 2 BCF. Golden Valley President and CEO Corey Borgeson says the utility has instead opted to contract with local refiner PetroStar for naphtha to fuel large turbine generators in North Pole. Borgeson says over 10 years, naphtha comes in between $7 and $70 million cheaper than liquefied natural gas at projected prices.
The differential between the two, the savings from that between LNG cheap, let's call it, is about $7 million range. LNG medium is about in the $30 million range, and LNG expensive is in about the $70 million range.
Golden Valley's board voted to approve the naphtha contract at a meeting Monday, despite requests from local leaders that they delay until the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority-led Interior Energy Project firms up a natural gas plan and price. Local ADA board member and former state legislator Gary Wilkin is disappointed with the utility's decision.
It was a surprise. It was, frankly, a blow to the stomach. I'm not particularly happy about it. I don't think the GVA fulfilled their obligation to be a community partner in this.
Golden Valley's purchase of IEP gas will be during the summer months, a focus that will balance out winter heating demand. But Wilkin maintains the lesser commitment will make it more difficult to meet a target gas price equivalent to $2 a gallon heating oil.
Would have certainly enhanced the possibilities of success and given us more confidence in the numbers as we move forward.
GVEA's Borgeson says the utility could not wait for the IEP plan to develop and needed to give PetroStar an answer on naphtha.
They needed to go forward. They're going to have to invest about $20 million of capital in order to develop the naphtha splitter that they need to do to make this fuel, and we had to make a commitment to PetroStar to go forward with this fuel.
Under the 12-year contract, PetroStar agrees to drop the price Golden Valley pays for naphtha as of January 1st, while it builds a new facility to produce a lighter blend of the fuel. Borgeson adds that the contract includes off-ramps, allowing increased future use of natural gas, and that Golden Valley's North Pole generators will be set up to burn both fuels. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.